she make those?
Well, Mother didn't, she wasn't much of a fish eater. But I have made them. I've made wool of them.
Yeah.
She'd always cook most anything that we cared at, but fish was one of the things that she didn't have.
Yeah, a lot of people like that. Doesn't like the fishy taste.
No, she didn't like fish, and she didn't like milk and butter.
Hmm.
But she didn't mind, she prepared it and fixed it all the time, but she didn't like it.
Did you ever see her make any cornbread with just maybe a little cornmeal and salt and water?
Oh yes, I used to know people that was the way they preferred their cornmeal fixed. But when you make it like that, it's firm and tough. And they used to, when they would carry their corn to the mill and get it ground, a lot of people want it ground just as fine, just make it into powder. It'd almost be as fine as flour. And then when you cook that stuff, it would be tight, firm. But that, a lot of people liked it like that. But Mother always used baking powder and soda, and had hers to rise. And when she cooked, all the lady folks that cook now, they use, I say all, most of them, use self-rising flour. Yes. But she wanted plain flour. She put the ingredients in the flour herself, like she wanted.
Did you ever see any of them make a cornbread that they cooked down in the ashes?
Ash cake.
Was that pretty good?
Oh, you would be surprised. You'd be surprised. You would think that when you put it in there that them ashes would be all mixed up with that bread. But when it browned, you take it up and knock the ashes loose from it and you got a piece of cooked bread.
That sounds good. Did you ever make any kind where she'd cook it in with, boil it in with greens or something like that?
She didn't know. They call cornbread dumplings, but you take liquids out of a ton of greens or something of that way. You make pot liquor out of a ton of greens, and the place of her putting her dumplings in there and cooking it with a ton of greens, she'd cook the bread a separate. Or cook the bread by itself, and then when she got a pot liquor, she'd crumble that cooked bread into that, which I like it a whole lot better because you put those dumplings in that hot water, you know, it makes it tight and have good loose cornbread, put it in that pot liquor, makes it a lot better.
Did you, any of them ever talk about making corn dodgers back then? You ever?
Well, I think that was just, they called it corn dodger.
Corn dumpling, about the same?
Yeah, some same thing.
So you were talking about fishing the other day. You hunt a lot too?
Oh, yes, I hunt.
What's some of the things right here that you hunt?
No, we got a deer, and we've got coons, we've got rabbits, we got quail, and we've got snipes, squirrels, turkeys.
They have different kinds of squirrels right here?
We've not as much as it was because they've cut all the virgin timber. We used to have the black fox squirrel and the red fox squirrel and then the little gray squirrel. And there's still some of them, but not as many as there was. And we've got bobcat, fox. Since these deer has got in here, we getting other kind of game falling that's deer hood in here. We getting some cougar,